listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, cousin, how are you today?
How you doing today, Tomiko?
I'm good. We're here today to get down to some reality on the disappearance of King Hill. And from my understanding, there's some things that we needed to backtrack on and find out, you know, true, false, indifferent, disgruntled, in between, popsicle, pop slacker.
Right.
So I wanted to go back in time a little bit in your memory and ask you about Tiana Parks. And I wanted to ask you, did you speak to Tiana prior to her going down to the police department to not turn herself in, but to answer some questions as to whom she may have dropped King Hill off to?
So you asked me, did I speak to her prior to her coming down?
Yes.
I spoke to her, you know what I mean, when we found out that King was missing?
Yes.
I spoke to her at the time when I had called her because she wasn't answering Mars' calls. So I was able to call her, and my number was actually under her phone as cousin. I guess she answered my phone at that point because she actually thought I was her cousin. But when she answered the phone, that was the first time I spoke to her to let her know that what was going on.
So what was the conversation about?
Well, when Mar gave me the call, he said, he asked me, can I call her? We call her Chocolate Milk, but her name is Tiana. And Tiana Parks, and asked me, can I call and see if she answered the phone? Well, when she answered the phone, I told her what was going on. I said, well, they said that you didn't, you know, it's saying that they didn't drop Kango. Mar said, you know, you're not answering your phone. She said, I know I'm not answering my phone. Like, I don't got time for none of that. I know what he's talking about, but I dropped him off. So, and I told her, well, they saying that you didn't. And then she kind of like went into a conversation about, you know, I ain't trying to hear all that. They trying to get me in the middle of something. I don't know what him and his baby mom going through. And I told her that it was serious. And now the cops was involved. And the reason why I was calling her, because they want to talk to her down at the station. And that's when she realized that it was serious. And then a whole conversation switched about.
So do you remember? Now, this conversation took place while you were on the phone with her, right?
Yeah.
So were you talking to her, and was she like around people, or was she by herself?
At that time, she would sound like she was with two females, one or two females in the background. And she was asking them, can they come to the police station with her? And they were saying something in the background about they had to go somewhere. They ain't had no time for that, or whatever like that. And that's when me and my son agreed that we was going to meet her anyway and make her feel safe. Like, we knew her. She was the Laura Robes girl from the boxing gym. So we knew her. And we was like, since I called her, I was like, well, we ain't going to let anybody do anything or say anything wrong to you. We just wanted you to come down and tell your part to the cops, so, you know, so everybody can know what's going on. Well, in that process with those girls, when we wound up meeting up at the precinct, when I told her I'd meet her there, she wound up coming with the girls anyway, the two ladies anyway, and they came to support her.
Okay, and at that point, did you take her conversation as being trustworthy and truthful?
What, to say that she was coming to the precinct?
That she was coming to the precinct, that she, in fact, dropped King Hill off. What did you get out of it?
I mean, she came right to the, when she realized it was serious, she came right to the precinct. I didn't find anything fishy about her. She seemed sincere about everything that she said. And she came, which the second time I talked to her is when she called me and said she's nearby. She's not too far. And I told her I'm not too far either. We're about to pull up. When we pulled up, she was like five cars in front of me. We all got out, walked over there to the precinct. Mar and a few people was over there already. And she came with her, the two ladies that she came with.
So when they're at the precinct now, and did you remember hearing any conversations that these two young ladies might have had, such as have they ever seen King Hill or have they ever seen Amber?
Well, when I was out there talking to Tiana the whole time and her two cousins, whoever those two young ladies was there, everybody sound like they love King. They supported him. It was overwhelming. They couldn't believe it. They was wondering where the mom was at the time when we was all standing out there. They was talking about everywhere that they went with King, and she did drop him off. Even the I want to say it's a sister or aunt. She had red hair. So I think her name began with an S, if I ain't mistaken. And she was like, she know everything, and that girl dropped her off, and they love the boy. Like, everything seemed sincere. And all of a sudden, King's mom pulled up, and I've met her a few times, but not in a great way, because, you know, she was pretty, like, ignorant and, you know, didn't even speak to my son, and her son was always in my back seat, you know, with the coach, and we was riding out a lot together, so... You know, when she, because she never really said anything, I figured she would say something to us then and say, like, you know, well, can I talk to you? Or she be upset. She walked by everybody like she had an attitude. And she went over there to the precinct, inside the precinct, talked to the cops and started talking all this mumbo jumbo to the cops about some other stuff about Mara not being the father. It threw everything off. She never came out to ask us any questions. Like, you know, I remember you, my son got in your car. Do you know anything? Or she didn't ask the girl Tiana anything. And the girl Tiana recognized them when she got out of the car. I could barely recognize it because I was kind of looking for the tattoos on the face. But she had to get closer for me. But this is out. Tiana recognized that that's who I dropped her off with. But she act like she ain't know anybody. She walked right past everybody, even the father.
Okay, and up until the point where Amber shows up at the precinct, at what point did you not know that Marvin was his biological father?
At the precinct. And anybody that know Mar, that took care of Kate, no one knew that it was another father involved. We get to the precinct. We supporting this man, missing his son. Instead of her wanting to know what was going on, she run a bash Mar and say, well, that's not even a father. That's not his father. His father named so-and-so. Even the cops was thrown for a loop for that. Like, to them, it didn't even matter. Like, the father that supporting them is here. Now you saying it's, he not the father. He's irrelevant. And we were hearing that with our own ears right there. That's what made me ask him, what's she talking about? That you ain't the father. Like, we going through some critical things right now, and she could hear and come here and say, "You, this is what she come here with, that you're not the father." And he like, I don't know what she talking about. She's steady trying to convince them that he's not the father for whatever reason that is. Like, it was irrelevant. We just trying to look for the boy.
So did you go out on any search parties to look for King Hill?
I did. I didn't go with no one's actual party. I was pretty much really close to the coach. So a lot of places he was asking me to look. I was on, me and my son was on our solo look, you know, going to different places, sitting there, walking around, speaking to people, you know, in Tiana's neighborhood. From down Frankfurt to Page Street, Diamond area. You know, people were saying something about the park, but we ain't feel nothing about the park. We were just in those neck of the stretch of the neighborhoods, just trying to see if we could come across anybody. I guess at that time we was figuring he was nearby, maybe in someone else's house, because I always felt like she was doing something vindictive anyway. You know, the kind of woman she appeared to be, and they made Lil Tiana to be out to be some kind of horror story, when I still never believed that that girl had anything to do, anything harsh like that. Even the coach can say it. It's just that, I guess, when I started to shut up, because I'm a good, you know, pick a character, and I'm pretty much sure every time. So I can't see this girl doing anything to this boy, but I can see this girl doing vindictive stuff hatefully to get at Mar. So,
let me ask you, why would you think she would do something hateful to get at Marvin?
Because that's the way she act. And then the stories he would say, like, oh, man, don't pay any mind. You know, that's the way she is. Like, she was just like, she send King with, my son was like, how's she going to send him out here with no shoes and no clothes and a jacket and one of them free meals? Like, she just like just had an attitude, like just one of those, you know, her whole aura was like, wow, like, how do you deal with that? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you couldn't even, I don't know what she was so angry for. She appeared to be so angry, so mad about something. You know, at the time, we was just like, man, she's just mad at him. I told my son, don't worry about it. She's just mad at the coach, or she's just mad at the dad. Like, it'd be like that. You know, at the time, that's how we was just looking at it.
Well, there was a posting that Amber had put up about Marvin. It was Tiana Parks' mugshot. And it said on the mugshot, Marvin, you will never find another young buck like me. So do you think this was like some type of retaliation because she thought Marvin was involved with Tiana?
Yeah, I mean, that just sounds like a angry woman, first of all. It was another woman watching her kid. So, you know, just like women would be, like, who this woman watching my kid? Yeah, you know, they want to feel some type of way. They want to say Mar was messing with her and all that type of stuff because he needed this girl to watch him. You know, he was a busy coach inside the gym. This girl had no attraction for him. That's just something that I'm going to say she made up just to make it look bad or make it look like this girl had no interest in older men. She was into the young guys there, the JYDs and the Shockers and the 20-year-olds, the 23-year-olds. She even said my son was handsome and he's a young boxer there. You know, she my son helped her move some things, took her to her house. I trusted her with him. Like, so, I've been around this girl. This girl was about her business and this other one was about Trump.
Let me ask you this question. Do you think maybe Tiana was friendly with the younger guys because she maybe was trying to throw people off about her real relationship with Marvin?
Nah. I've been around Marvin. I was around Marv every day, all the time with this girl. Like, when he trained women all over. He trained women coming in all the time. Yeah, they flirt and jerk, all the grown women. But out of all the women, if I got to point out a woman that was around him, this young buck had no interest. He had no interest in her. It wasn't even like that. She was a very confident young lady, I must say. You know, a lot of people try to make out to be something bad. Yeah, she wasn't the prettiest girl, but she had more confidence than the prettiest girl. I never seen a girl so natural have so much confidence. I know girls that consider themselves a dime, but inside they a penny. But this girl, inside and out, had a glow. She didn't care what nobody said. She always was smiling. I never seen her with a weave or any of that. Naturally, she was confident. Smile, hair. She ain't even had many boobs. How many girls got that much confidence with flat chests? And she was sexy. To a lot of guys, she got their attention because she was confident. It ain't had nothing to do with Mars. She came in there, she got attention from men, but the ones that she looked towards, they were young. She was Mar helper. She was his babysitter. He paid her. She did fun things. She had no kid. She was like a little entrepreneur. She had the little yoga thing going and aerobics and the stretching thing for the athletes. She had like some other stuff going. She had a nice little web page. Like this girl was trying to start her life. She made a little couple dollars watching King. Everybody, no one really mind watching no cute boy like that. So of course this little girl, she ain't mine. He was a handsome little boy. So she took the little job when it was another adult couple that was a son that boxed in the gym that was friends of ours that used to help out. But they were getting too old. Well, they were already old enough, but they were a little older. So, you know, King running around, you know, they couldn't keep up. So eventually, after a while, they couldn't help the coach out no more. He had to find another babysitter. And he found the young lady, and she lived near the gym. It wasn't that she couldn't drop him off when she wanted. She lived down the street from the gym. So
let me ask you this question. Do you know Microwave Frank?
No, I don't. He's on the internet.
So
my son follows him. You know, the young guys follow him. He must be a little hood inspiration, a little hood, hype. So it's a lot of them out here, but obviously his name ring bells, but go ahead.
So he did an interview on SP News Nuggets concerning his relationship with Tiana Parks. And he made some statements about Tiana taking King to see his mother. And he was somewhat aware of that. Did that kind of strike you?
And you know, that was one of the later SP podcasts, right? I wasn't on that one that night or them times, but I did hear it. I got a chance to hear that. And I thought that was weird, right? But not so weird. Now it just feels like it felt so weird that I really believe it. Because if that man say he lived in that neighborhood, when he said that, I said, how about that man or someone, when I looked at the picture, looked at just like the brother, right, of Amber. So how can you walk around in the same neighborhood with the person or a friend that resembles somebody so?
Looks like we have a little disconnect here. Well, there was some talks about a young man that resembled Cody, which is Amber. Okay, you're back. There was some.
Sorry about that. Somebody called. You know, this app is a little weird right here. So
okay.
And then I apologize for that.
So speaking of the gentleman that kind of resembles Cody, do you remember someone sent you a picture and you questioned that photograph? Like, this looks like Cody, but what is he doing in this picture with Microwave Frank?
And the whole time this is what I'm saying. So when the man made that comment and I seen that picture, I was like, how can you be in the same neighborhood and not confuse those two? How wouldn't they not know each other? They're only a couple blocks away. Even if they're not slapping five and chilling on the steps, somebody around there said, damn, hey, there goes so-and-so. And then you'd be like, oh, that ain't so-and-so. I mean, but the face, the tattoos, like, I don't know how somebody could look so much like somebody and be in the same parts. I guess that's possible. But
later on, you found out that that was not, in fact, Cody in that picture.
It wasn't.
But
when he made a comment that Microwave Frank made a comment that she was taking, Tiana was taking King to see his mother when she's down there, as if at times she still sends King back with Tiana, as if taking back where you got him from with his dad, let him bring him, but she was running into it and letting him see his mom. But nobody wasn't saying anything, like they was playing a little tag game, like Mark should have known but didn't know.
Well, do you think that Tiana was keeping the secret of meeting with Amber with King behind Marvin's back?
you know what? The way I could see women work, man, she could have kept that. Like, it could have, because you know, women can make you look bad. You know what I'm talking about? She could be making Mar look bad, and Tiana could have been on something like, yeah. Because sometimes I be trying to, you know, whatever, and I be like, well, what are we gonna do? And she probably would, you know, women get in agreements with each other. So when she did, she probably say, don't even tell him. And maybe because she didn't tell that she knew this girl, this might have helped her get in this situation, because it was all said that they didn't even know each other. Well, that's what Amber said. But Tiana said she met this girl, dropped her off and everything. Probably didn't want to tell the whole story that she'd been taking him to see him from time to time when she in that area. But she told me she met her. But Amber says she never knew him. Even mentioned that on the Steve Wilkos show, that she met her. And that was the truth. So it wasn't nothing to get in trouble with on the lie detector. But she said it towards the end, that she met her. But the whole time, you never even seen this woman. So you say.
So do you find it kind of weird for Amber to show up at the police department and all of a sudden don't know who Tiana is? Hello?
It felt weird a little. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Must have hit this pause. Oh, it's a lot on the stream yard. Okay, so when Tiana said she knew her, this is who she dropped her off with, and this girl act like she never seen her before and didn't know her, you know, that felt weird. But see, when you go too far with a lie, from what we understand in our head, that boy is alive. So what we understand is that, like I said, vindictiveness, she went too far with a lie. She tried to be spiteful tomorrow. Hello?
Well, let me ask you this question, cousin. What do you think about, you know, the detectives, the FBI saying, listen, Amber, we're sorry to inform you, but King Hill is now deceased?
Hello?
Yes. How did you feel? I think your mic is muted. But how did you feel hearing that King Hill was deceased?
Hello?
Okay, you're unmuted again. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel that King Hill was noted as being deceased by the local PD and the FBI? Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay. Hello?
Yes. Cousin, are you still there? Okay, seems like cousin is having some problems. But we'll just carry on until he comes back on. So basically, it seems like the family was notified that King Hill was deceased, and they had significant proof of this being the truth. We don't know evidence wise what they may have or may not have. Okay, you're back on again, cousin.
About that phone, anything that might come into, cut it off. So
okay.
Let me hurry up a little bit before somebody cut in. I apologize, guys.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, how did you feel knowing that they declared King Hill deceased?
How did I feel knowing that? I was hurt. Man, my son was devastated. We ain't understand it. We just knew everything was over. We thought the coach was over. This was going to kill him. We weren't going to be boxing no more. His son was going to be like haunting him. It was just like, it was haunting us. We couldn't sleep. We couldn't understand it. We couldn't understand it. It killed us. It killed us.
Well, let me ask you this question. As far as you know, you know, let's say your name is Don Anderson, right? Uh-huh. And people say, oh, well, that's Jay. Then one day, John Anderson goes missing.
What's up on my phone?
And people start to wonder, what is your government name?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you know King Hill as King Hill?
Yeah, King Hill.
So, if King Hill was missing, they should have been looking for King Hill.
Yeah, King Hill.
Okay. So,
can I ask you a question real quick? Do you hear static, or is this me?
I do hear static.
That ain't me, is it? I'm just making sure we cool. Everything cool. We still talk, right?
Okay, yeah, we're still good.
All right. All right.
So basically, I'm getting to the name. Mm-hmm. Do you know that name?
What, King Hill?
Yes.
Yeah, that's King, Lil King. Who was missing? Who was missing?
Did you see King noted by any other name?
Nope. King Hill, I'm talking about the national news, 629, you know, national broadcast news. That they even put it up there broad as day. Picture King Hill.
So if, let's say, he's going through the airport, hypothetically speaking, if King Hill is on the paperwork, they have the picture of King Hill. Whoever has him, they're going to stop him and say, hey, that's King Hill. That's who we're looking for. Would that be accurate information? Would that be accurate information?
If his name ain't King Hill?
I mean, would they, if King Hill is missing, and I'm the mother and I'm saying, listen, my son's name is King Hill.
That's accurate.
He's missing, and I'm talking to the FBI. I'm talking to local PD. I'm talking to SVU. I'm talking to all detectives. I'm talking to friends and even family members, and I'm saying King Hill is missing. Who wouldn't be looking for King Hill?
King Hill. Everybody's looking for King Hill.
Okay, so what if I told you that there's documented proof that King Hill is not King Hill's government name?
Now, what would that be? Because the news had King Hill, Hill.
Okay.
This the news now, and the news can't be sloppy. So you mean tell me? Got a t-shirt with the boy face and name.
Well, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Maybe his mother was under distress.
Okay. So you telling me whole time we was looking for the boy, this ain't his name? This what the show about to tell me?
Well, cousin, it seems like there's some static on your line, and we need to be very clear on this conversation. Can you hang up and dial back in again?
All right.
So we're going to get to the bottom of, or are they looking for someone else? Because it seems to be a big discrepancy. I mean, I know my kids' names. I had them. I gave birth to them. I got their birth certificates, social security cards, all identifying information. I can't see a parent not knowing their own child's government name. Or let's say a name that is on legal documents. I would have to say, hold it. We call him King Hill. We have another name that's his legal name if we're looking for my son. It appears there's been some miscommunication, or maybe someone forgot his real name. But I can't see the family members not knowing his government name. It's, you know, kind of strange and weird if you ask me, because first time I show up at a police department and they're asking me, you know, what's your kid's name? What was your kid wearing last? I mean, parents know these things. But if they're in fact looking for King Hill, maybe they're looking for the wrong King Hill. A good investigator would have picked up on this, and they would have searched documents and asked for certain things to move forward.
Hello?
Yes, cousin, you're back.
Hello?
Yes, you're back, cousin. So
yeah, I just feel a lot of static again.
Okay, so this is what we'll do. I'll get straight to the point with you, cousin, because it seems like you really want to know the answer to this question. Yeah. So it appears that we're looking for King Miranda.
King who?
Miranda.
Miranda.
Mirandez. M-I-R-A-N-D-E-Z. That is on his health record. So I'm quite sure if they needed some type of DNA proof to say King Hill was actually murdered, they would need to see some type of DNA to say, okay, well, we got DNA on King Mirandez, and King Mirandez was in the care of Tiana Parks. So we have DNA proof of this young man being declared deceased. I don't know how someone could make a big mistake with the name, and King Hill was on every news channel, media outlet, FBI desk, district attorney's desk, and I don't know how
somebody went doing their job.
So do you think Tiana Parks is being railroaded? Do you think Tiana Parks is being railroaded?
Man, of course. I definitely know that for now. Just to put it there, it's been so much information, there's been so much, like, me and my family and everybody that I know, we are painfully confident that King is alive. That's the way we think. That's the way we know.
Well, with it being said that King Mirandez is the actual 3-year-old that's missing, would you think King Mirandez is alive, or would you think King Hill is alive?
Look, if they was looking for King Hill and bumped into a kid named King Mirandez that looked like King, how dumb are you not to make sure this go the way it need to go? Where is the real law enforcement to make sure that this ain't the boy? So whoever didn't do that homework, that sounds weird.
It seems like King Hill may be deceased, but it may be King Mirandez that may be with his father, or maybe his biological father.
And that's what I'm getting the word from. I'm getting the word that he's with a father somewhere. Now, see, that makes sense, because now you're talking to Mirandez's name. I don't know the names, but he could be on an island, like they say, in Puerto Rico. Maybe it was supposed to go away for a little bit, but she turned it into a whole crime scene trying to beat up Mar over something that if he got another dad, that ain't even his dad. But you trying to beat this man up. Hurt this man. This man got a whole life with young kids that he's helping stay out of trouble. You trying to hurt, you know what? The Lord don't like ugly. You can't hurt nobody. The Lord don't want you to hurt. That man do so much good that you got this evil, can't penetrate that. It's about to backfire on her. I just pray that the young lady, Tiana, like I always said, me and my son always said the same thing. We think that young lady being railroaded. She is innocent. And I pray that her life is not messed up when they find out this truth and she could come out, get her record clear. And I know she's going to need some chase money. So I hope they sue somebody dumbass because she's going to need something to survive. They're going to have her under some kidnapping stuff that she got to clear up. And then, honestly, Amber is so twisted and spiteful, but yet damaged and lost. And everything in a hurtful dad's heart, if she had one. When this girl gets seen that she started this and it backfires, she's not even going to jail. She's going to plead crazy, insanity. Because in reality, this girl all on the porn up, she just don't know how to think. You can find her in the nearest trick zone. She lost in the sauce. I don't even know if jail will help her. She's that thrown off. Just unfortunately, Donna got wrapped up in crazy woman's atmosphere cloud. And for that, I hope she get justice. And for that, I hope the young lady Amber get help. Because jail probably not the way for her. She's been touched somewhere in places that nobody would know probably but her. And she expressing it and she's not an ugly young lady. So in a way, with those tattoos on her face, and the way she acted, she almost got like a Joker complex. You know, she looking for attention in all the wrong ways and places.
So do you think now with King Miranda's name being revealed as his true governmental name, do you think law enforcement should look at this case a little differently?
Of course.
Because wouldn't it be really weird that you as a father don't know your own child's last name?
Well, I guess when you're dealing with these young people or these women out here, man, and you know, these women out here like Murray, they pop up on you, take the baby. You don't even know nothing about the baby for the first 3 years. But you won't go. You won't go do what you got to do, but she ain't tell you in the bottom. She just give you bottles and half-packed bags and a shoe, and you better do the rest of the do. That's how they do you out here.
So basically, Marvin was taking care of a kid that wasn't his.
Kid that wasn't his.
He could have been sitting on the. He could have been sitting on the same bench as Tiana Parks right now.
Same park, Tiana Parks. But listen, if he would have eventually, to me, I believe he would have eventually got the info to find out. I mean, the boy, when he popped up, he was a baby in a chair.
A baby in a chair?
Hello?
You said a baby? He popped up as a baby in a chair?
Yeah, he was only about almost one. When we met him, he was in the gym.
There was a comment from a girl by the name of Francis something. Not sure who that person was. But she had a post up and said that Marvin had this kid for a whole... She said King lived with his dad for a whole year. And she never had seen the mother.
Man, me and my son used to be like, we love death, that we know that he's all right. But we used to be like, get him so, because he babysitting while Coach trained. Somebody had to help, even though he was a gym-raised baby, like some other trainer kids in there, you know, gym rats, but we still had to keep an eye on him so he could get the job done with the people that's coming in there getting trained. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello?
Cousin, I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm still here.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So, you know.
I really hope that this is an eye-opener for the ones that said that, you know, this young lady could have killed him, dumped him in the river, chopped him up in little tiny pieces.
They was doing everything possible, man. But see, that's the media. That's why when I was on the other podcast, I mean, she was just letting people charge at me. And I'm like, I don't even know what y'all talking about. It just sound like a bunch of newsy people.
But I hope at
that don't have good opinions.
I hope at this point, with people knowing King Miranda's, aka King Hill's true identity, I hope that someone can reach out. As I'm being told, the Puerto Rican law enforcement is definitely on the radar with his picture and his name as Miranda's, and he's definitely on the radar for Puerto Rico.
Well, I hope so. And I know one day we're going to see him again. And I pray that the news was wrong with the name and the information. I pray when police it back to the media to have some relief.
I've never seen the name Miranda as published in any newspaper. I've never seen the name Miranda as published in any newspaper, social media posts.
I never even heard it.
I've never seen any of the family members. I've seen King Ace Ali Hill. I've seen that name, but I haven't seen King Miranda's posted anywhere. King Miranda's, another gentleman that was named Bermudez. I've never seen that name either. But Miranda's is definitely on governmental documents as his last name. So King Hill, I would presume, is actually deceased as well. And they should be looking for King Miranda's at this point. Locally. And from people, because, you know, the kid is getting older, and at some point in time, he has to go to the doctor, and right. He has to go to school, but he'll be under Miranda's, and they will be looking for King Hill.
Well, I'm quite sure if they was really on top of their game that Amber done talked to that so-called baby father with King, and they should already have a phone connection.
Well, you know, they said that she had multiple phones, so I'm not sure if they'll ever catch, you know, onto what's really going on, especially since, right. You know, you don't know your kid's last name.
Right.
So I'm not sure how that may play out with governmental authorities or, you know, Tiana Park's attorney and her team of supporters. How that may play out with them, not knowing that they were also looking for King Hill, and that King Hill doesn't exist. The alias, anyway. So, if you didn't know his name wasn't King Hill, I'm quite sure Marvin didn't know either. Or did
he? Hey, Tamika. You know? Hey, listen. And if you want to bring me back on, because this I know this phone is staticky and everything. If you want to do some more homework, man, and bring me back on more in another clear time, I'll be delighted to come back and answer any more of your questions. But I'm hoping that it ain't harming your pod listeners' ears, because this I don't know if it's my phone or your phone or our connection, but it ain't too well right at this second. So I apologize for that.
Well, I just want to let you know, thank you for coming on. And I would be calling you back to the show because we do have more information on reality of who King Hill, a.k.a. Mirandez, really is, and who his biological father is and family members, so we can get down to the bottom of what truly happened to King Hill. Was it out of jealousy? Was it out of revenge? Or was it the babysitter killed my son?
Well, I'll be happy to help you out with that and answer more on the Claire channel, because I actually could have said more, but it sounded so horrible. I don't want people to miss anything. So, you know, let's hope the channel clear next time. You know, hopefully you might get some listeners that want to ask you something and maybe bring me back on. I can answer some other things, you know, because I remember it like it was just yesterday. So, you know, and now that we got faith and comfortableness that we know that young man is going to be all right, it's just that now they got to be exposed. Somebody got to get caught up. And eventually, you know, the light will shine over the dark. So it's going to come soon.
Well, hopefully all will shine through, knowing exactly who we're looking for at this point. If there is enough supporting evidence that King Mirandez is deceased, we would go along with that. But I'm just kind of leery about believing that King Mirandez is deceased, because no one mentioned his governmental name throughout this whole saga of him being missing, which I find very weird. So, cousin, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. We'll be back next week. Same bat place, same bat time. And you have a good evening.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right.
We'll do it. Bye-bye. Thank
you. You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres. Only.